You're listening to an African Elements top news story for March 10th, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why is Africa still hungry? The debt trap exposed the African Union recently met in Addis Ababa to talk about a very serious problem. On March 10th, 2026, leaders launched a new report on global hunger. This report shows that the goal to end hunger by 2025 was not met. Instead of celebrating a zero hunger continent, the African Union introduced a new plan called Time to Recommit. This strategy looks at why so many people still do not have enough to eat. It points to two main causes, ongoing war and a massive debt crisis that is crushing many nations. For many people in the diaspora, these headlines feel familiar. However, the story behind the news is changing. In the past, people thought hunger happened because of bad weather or old farming ways. Today, the African Union says the problem is also about money and power. Many African countries are now paying more money to foreign banks than they receive in aid. This situation makes it almost impossible to buy seeds, build wells, or help farmers grow food. The current global situation, including policies under the Trump administration, continues to shape how these nations deal with international creditors. To understand where the continent is today, one must look back at the promises made over 20 years ago. In 2003, African leaders met in Mozambique and signed the Maputo Declaration. This was a landmark moment because it moved the focus away from asking for food aid. Instead, it pushed for agricultural self-reliance. Governments promised to put 10% of their national budgets into farming. This plan was called the Comprehensive Africa Agriculture Development Program, or CAADP. The goal was to make sure the continent could feed itself through its own hard work and resources. A decade later, in 2014, leaders met again to sign the Malabo Declaration. They wanted to speed up the progress. They set new goals, such as having the amount of food lost after harvest and making sure families could survive climate shocks. They even created a biennial review to check which countries were keeping their promises. This was supposed to be the final push toward the 2025 zero hunger goal. However, as the 2025 deadline passed, the African Union had to admit that no single country was fully on track to meet these targets. One of the most shocking parts of the 2026 report is something called the debt aid inversion. For a long time, African nations received more money in development aid than they paid out in loans. That has now flipped. In many countries, the cost of paying back foreign debt is now higher than all the aid they receive. This creates a great crowding out effect. When 60% of a government's revenue goes to pay interest to foreign creditors, there is no money left for schools, hospitals, or irrigation for farmers. This economic pressure acts as a form of debt-induced economic extraction that mirrors historical patterns. African nations often pay interest rates as high as 9.8%, while wealthy nations in Europe pay less than 1%. This high cost of borrowing makes it very difficult for poor countries to invest in their own people. When a country is in debt distress, it cannot afford the Maputo 10% investment in agriculture. This leaves millions of people vulnerable to hunger because the national budget is being sent overseas instead of being spent at home. The report also highlights how violence is driving hunger to alarming levels. In places like Sudan, South Sudan, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo, conflict has destroyed the food system. War does more than just stop farmers from planting crops. In many cases, access to food is being used as a weapon. Armed groups often block humanitarian aid from reaching the people who need it most. This forces families to flee their homes, leaving behind their land and their ability to feed themselves. Between 2012 and 2026, conflict remained the biggest reason why hunger scores stayed so high in Africa. 8 out of the 9 countries in the world with the worst hunger levels are located on the African continent. In these regions, even if the weather is good, the lack of peace means that people cannot farm. Rebuilding these food systems requires rebuilding broken systems from the ground up. Without safety and stability, any investment in seeds or tools will be lost to the cycle of violence. The African Union theme for 2026 focuses on the water hunger link. This is a major part of the new time to recommit strategy. Right now, about 400 million people on the continent do not have access to basic clean water. This is a huge problem for farming because most African agriculture depends on rain. If the rain does not come, the crops die. Only a tiny fraction of the land is irrigated, which means farmers are always at the mercy of the weather. The lack of water infrastructure is tied back to the debt crisis. Building dams, wells, and irrigation systems requires a lot of money up front. Because governments are busy paying off high-interest loans, they cannot build the infrastructure needed to protect against droughts. This lack of water does not just affect crops, it also affects the health of children. Without clean water, diseases spread quickly, and children cannot absorb the nutrients from the food they do eat. The Global Hunger Index uses child stunting and mortality to measure this impact, showing that water is truly the bedrock of food security. As the zero hunger deadline passed, the conversation shifted from food security to food sovereignty. This is a big change in how people think about eating. Food security just means having enough calories, no matter where they come from. Food sovereignty means that African nations should have control over their own land, seeds, and markets. Currently, the continent spends $100 billion every year to import food from other parts of the world. Leaders want to change this by using the African Continental Free Trade Area, or AFCFTA. The AFCFTA is a plan to make it easier for African countries to trade with each other. If one country has extra grain, it should be able to sell it to a neighbor without high taxes or bad roads getting in the way. This shift is supported by many in the diaspora who value community resilience and self-reliance. By tripling trade within the continent, African nations can stop depending on expensive imports from Europe or Asia. This approach is modeled after successful programs in Brazil, which combined support for small farmers with social programs to help the poor. The African Union recognizes the diaspora as the sixth region of the continent. People of African descent around the world play a huge part in addressing hunger. One way they help is through remittances, which is money sent back home to family members. This money often acts as a safety net that keeps families from going hungry when local systems fail. Beyond money, the diaspora also provides expertise in technology and farming techniques that can help modernize agriculture. To make these changes permanent, the continent needs new educational frameworks that focus on African solutions. Instead of just following Western models of farming, students are learning about indigenous crops and climate-smart techniques. This shift in education helps young people see farming as a professional career rather than just a way to survive. By combining the skills of the diaspora with a new generation of African experts, the continent can move toward a future where it no longer relies on outside help to stay fed. The 2026 launch in Addis Ababa was a wake-up call. It showed that hunger is not just a problem of not enough food. It is a problem of a global financial system that makes it hard for poor nations to succeed. The African Union is now calling for debt justice. This means asking for lower interest rates and debt cancellation so that nations can use their money to feed their own citizens. They are also pushing for the reform of the global financial architecture, which many leaders believe is currently stacked against the global South. The story of hunger in Africa is a story of struggle, but it is also a story of a new vision. By focusing on food sovereignty, water access, and intra-African trade, the continent is trying to break free from the debt trap. The goal of zero hunger has not been abandoned, it has been updated for a more difficult world. As the African Union recommits to these goals, the hope is that the next decade will be defined by self-reliance and the end of the great crowding out. The transition from asking for aid to demanding justice is the real history behind the headlines of 2026. Copyright, African Elements.